All right, heading back to it and coming to you from exile. It is the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Tuesday, March 10, 2020. We are in quarantine sector 420, COVID-19 Studio B. The reason being is the mothership asked for that. We'll get back to that. And I'll tell you why. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the CEO of a Texas company says they are ready to move forward with animal testing for a COVID-19 vaccine. They say they might have it. We'll talk about that. Number two, the coronavirus and the price war over oil between Russia and Saudi Arabia, pummeling stock markets all over the world, the Dow falling 2,000 points. Good news coming today, though. And number one, if you take all of that and put it into a blender and see what happens in the primaries, you'll find out here in Michigan today. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden slugging it out. Old Joe's been piling up the wins, but let's be serious. Is this really the guy that Democrats want? Who knows? All right, so as far as being in an off-site studio, COVID-19 Studio B, we're here because the mothership said you were at CPAC. Apparently some people at CPAC had some exposure. And because of that, they said, you know, why don't you just take a couple of days and broadcast elsewhere? There's no reason to believe that I was in contact with anybody that tested positive for the coronavirus. Just so I'm clear on that. But it is virus exile, nonetheless, from the mothership studios. And so, therefore, we've gone into the secret bunker, COVID-19 Studio B. And it's in a secret location, and I'll never tell you where it is. Unless, of course, you know, you've got some deliveries, gifts and goodies and get well cards, even though I'm not sick. But, hey, gifts are good. All right, so let's just sum up the last 24 hours. It's been chaos. But there seems to be some mixed messaging out there. Right now, the Dow futures, give me the exact number as of this moment. But the Dow futures looking to go up 1,000 points, 927 right now. It's been up a little higher. It would be plus 3.9% back off the 7% clubbing the market took yesterday. Now, a big part of this comes from Russia and Saudi Arabia having a price war over oil, driving the price of oil to just over $31 a barrel. The problem for American companies in this energy renaissance is simply this. At 900 and whatever points coming back, that's nice and all, but at $31 a barrel, American companies cannot survive. Fracking companies that have fueled the American energy renaissance, many would be in deep peril at that price. You can't make money at $31 a barrel with how expensive it is to get these projects underway. At least I don't think so. And for me, you have to look at that and say, well, now, wait a second. Is that part of what they're trying to figure out here? They being Saudi Arabia and Russia, if we can cripple these American energy companies, force them out of business, then it puts us in much better shape. So that was part of the problem. Now, in the short term, that's going to mean cheap gas, cheap natural gas, cheap energy is what it means. But I don't think this is long-lived. I don't think it's long-lived. You look at the jobs report from Friday, blowing away expectations. The problems that we face are supply chain problems because of a reliance that was too heavy on China. A reliance that was far too heavy on China. So let's look at China and what's happening with the coronavirus there. The good news, the very good news. Yesterday, China reported only 19 new cases of coronavirus. It also appears in South Korea that the virus may have peaked. South Korea has tested almost 200,000 people. 7,300 have tested positive. And the fatality rate is 0.6%. Now, having said all of that, we're still going to have outbreaks here in the United States. We are. We're going to have outbreaks here in the United States. And they're going to be localized, as some of them are right now, at the nursing home. at the nursing home in Washington State, in Westminster, New York. But Dr. Robert Redfield, the head of the CDC, in the Coronavirus Task Force daily press conference, said the concerns for you should be low. It is bite number four with Dr. Redfield. Bite number four, go.
We do continue to see an increased number in cases. Again, as we said we would, as time passes, we currently have over 500 cases now in the United States outside of the repatriation cases and the cases on the Diamond Princess. We now have cases in 35 states that have been reported in the District of Columbia. I want to reiterate what the Vice President said, despite what I just said here, is that at the present time, the risk to the American public does remain low. We do have several community outbreaks, which we're focusing on, in the Seattle area, in the Santa Clara, California area, in Westminster, in New York, and in Florida. And these are areas that we're investigating heavily to try to understand the transmission mechanisms there and begin to help these jurisdictions begin to operationalize a series of mitigation strategies to help, again, to slow and contain the outbreak.
Mitigation strategies, and that's where we are now. It got out. Right? The virus got out. That's the way it is. Now, there's a CEO, John Price, graphics CEO on Fox News, says his company is completely confident in the vaccine it has created and will move on to animal testing as required by the U.S. government. A group of Texas scientists claiming to have created a vaccine to prevent the coronavirus, and according to the CEO, it could be approved and available to the public before the end of the year. We're confident in the vaccine, the quality of the vaccine completely. The end result will be what the government wants to do in terms of testing, so says John Price, making those comments on Fox News. So you couple that with the number of cases in China plummeting, the number of cases in South Korea also plummeting. If the virus has gone up and down and you don't have a million people sick in China, which apparently you don't, and if you do, it's very mild, then, well, hopefully we're heading in the right direction. From Roxor, I give you this. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here. Right now, get $1,250 off a 2019 Roxor and an extra year of warranty. Roxor, a side-by-side hand-assembled in the USA with steel body, box steel frame, a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel, 2.5-liter engine, plus a truck-like beltless transmission. It's solid, man. You can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Sales event is for a limited time only. RoxorOffroad.com, RoxorOffroad.com. We've got one, man. This thing is the coolest off-road vehicle you're going to drive, period. 14 after on a Tuesday. It's primary day in Michigan. Biden and Bernie, it's all up for grabs. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
What would you do if you walked into a store and found that nothing had a price tag on it? Would you just blindly hand over your credit card and hope for the best? I don't think you would. And yet that's pretty much what you're doing with your retirement accounts. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. You see, the companies that manage your accounts are charging you fees. They subtract those fees from your account balance. You probably didn't even realize it. But over the life of those accounts, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars being moved out of your account and into theirs. So what can you do about it? You can call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at 517-323-7526 for what they call a GPS meeting. They'll see where you are and show you how much you're losing. There's no charge. This is just one of the complimentary services Bruce and Michael offer WJIM listeners. So call today, 517-323-7526, to schedule your GPS meeting. Or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dteCleanEnergy.com. DTE. At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.